people who want to get up and say a few words before we take this place over and move on to our next target?
No, that's what you're going to take up on it. It's our excitement and our demand.
Where's Jeff Lloyd?
Where's Jeff?
Jeff Claude, where are you?
Jeff! 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 Jeff!
Jeff! Jeff! Jeff! Jeff! Jeff! Jeff! Youth from New York. We're going to talk about that flag taking over. Get up, John Peterkin. Get up.
That we're Generation X. We don't have to be. We shouldn't let our minds be shaped by the images the media projects. We shouldn't let our minds be subject to the lifestyle that the images that the media suggests that we should live. We shouldn't let ourselves accept or become the stereotypes that the media says about us, about others around us, about people we never seen before, people we never met. We have a voice. We have a voice. We should let it be heard. We should let it be weakened, and we definitely should let it die. American culture? What's American culture? Labels? America's all about money. All about marketing. Do labels put food on your table? Do they help your kids through college?
No.
Do labels bring families together?
No.
Do labels make you feel spirit? Do labels make you feel like uplift the hearts of people?
No, they put a hole in your pocket.
Do labels represent where you come from?
No!
Maybe they do. Take a look around you. This is where we come from?
No!
The media should be used as a tool to mostly educate and cultivate people, not just entertain us. Feed like our natural instincts for violence and hatred. The media should feed our natural instincts for community, for self-identity, and for culture. American culture? It's more like propaganda.
In the media, and there's one merger that we need to be talking about today, and that's the merger of the mainstream media and the tabloid media. It's now called the mainstab media. The reason we have this tabloidization of mainstream TV is because of the mergers and the changes in the ownership of who controls our media. We're here because the means of communication are in the hands of a very, very few. And the facts are that when the new owners took over the TV networks, they said you have to turn a profit at your news division and you have to get ever bigger and bigger ratings.
Boo!
Well, there's two approaches to getting ratings. One is the journalistic approach. You can do exciting, dramatic news about environmental degradation, about the flow of U.S. jobs to slave labor countries, countries that don't have unions. If you did that kind of news, you'd be reporting on the people that own the media, Westinghouse, General Electric, and Disney. So that path is blocked. You can't get ratings through journalism. So what's the only other path available? The other path is tabloid. It's celebrity diversion, lifestyles of the rich and famous, death styles of the rich and famous. We have a situation in this country where the toughest reporter on television on the rich and famous is Robin Leach. The fact is that there's only one way to get beyond the media moguls and to break through the main staff media, and that's by structural reform of the media. What we need to do is build a movement that can demonopolize and democratize the media. And unless we do that, we will continue to be unwilling inhabitants of mogul world, a world that has an awful lot of passive consumers and very few active citizens. We're here today to say no to mogul world. Are we moving on now?
I'm here representing Rising Star Productions. We're part of Reason and Family Centers, and we are a youth media production company. And what we have done is taken back the airwaves. We have a television show which we create our own media, because I'm sick of seeing stuff on MTV. The real world, which is not my world, all right? Road rules, which does not apply to any of our lives. And I'm sick of walking down the street, and I'm bombarded by all these images. I see over here jockeying for her, but I know those panties won't fit me. You know, I'm tired of having to live up to this, you know, certain image of MTV's Barbie beauties, and that's not for me. And I'm here to say that I'm happy the crowds are gathering, but it's time definitely to free the media and take our airwaves back. We have young people here. Young people are constantly, MTV is supposed to be this young generation channel, and constantly we are portrayed in negative fashion. And I just believe, can I get a
amen?
Amen.
Right. Amen.
And I think that it's time. I think it's time for us to see more young, beautiful, heavy women on TV. I think it's time to see more people of color on TV. Because they're laughing at us. They are laughing at us. We have to show them that we are serious. We mean business. We're not here to just complain and talk shit. We're here to do something. All right, we're going to take this up on the building. We're going to make some noise. And we're going to prove to them that we ain't playing around. And I feel like I'm going to bust my ass. I need some help out.
Listening to Radio Mutiny 91.3 FM, West Philadelphia Pirate Radio. This is coverage of the Media Moguls Tour in New York City on October 16th. As part of the Media and Democracy Congress and the New York Free Media Alliance, we are walking from media conglomerate to corporation, and ending up at the Museum of Television and Radio to tell them to put these companies in the museum where they belong because it's time for something new. Right now we are walking on from Viacom to the Disney store where you can get sweatshirts from sweatshops.
As we wait for everyone to gather, I'll read off a little bit of stats about Disney ABC Cap City's annual sales in 1996, $22 billion. That's pocket change for some people. Soft money contribution in 1995 to 1996, $1.35 million. Oh, my God. Can we say by an election? In 1990, ABC's Time Time Live produced Tragic Kingdom, a top investigative piece on the negative impact on Disney's theme parks on the local communities. I'm not going to read this. Pick some of that.
Everybody look down now.
This is Bob McChesney speaking at the Disney store.
All right, here we are at Disney. These are the world's heavyweight champions at carpet bombing us with commercial messages, of pounding us with whatever can make the most possible money, then telling us that's what we want as they cash their checks. They're also the champions of the global economy, paying slave wages in their sweatshops to make their Disney merchandise. They give us Mickey and Minnie, and then they go to China and kiss the butts of the Chinese leadership and promise never to do anything to antagonize them. And they tell us they need the First Amendment to protect their rights to do whatever they please to make a buck and screw us over. That's Disney, champions of the modern free press.
Oh, they don't got Kissinger.
Business sucks.
Oh, I wish you had said something about Kissinger.
Oh.
Take over Disney and redistribute its assets to all the people. Everyone in the world will get a chance. We all, of course, know that Mickey Mouse is the most recognized symbol, just the one just above the swastika, often used for the same means. But before we get there, we'd like to hear from Paul Vasquez from Name It CWA to talk about labor disputes with Disney and how our workers are going to overthrow Disney, turn into a cooperative, and have democracy for all of us.
I'm here on behalf of nearly 3,000. I'm here on behalf of nearly 3,000 members of Mavis Healy Way. I'm here on behalf, better?
Yeah.
Of nearly 3,000 members of NABIT CWA who do the technical work at ABC, which, as you all know, is now owned by Disney. We're working without a contract since April 1.
Woo!
I just want to give you one or two examples of what's really going on there. And when we started negotiations in January, one of the major demands of the company was to end all pension contributions to the NABIT fund. It's current levels with $8 million a year for about 3,000 people. Just a month prior, they fired Michael Ovitz from the number two job at Disney, and they gave him a settlement that worked out to roughly $10 million a month for every month of failure. So the company's position is they can't afford $10 million a month for managers, but not $8 million a year for 3,000 workers. The other way this really works itself out is this past June, I was in Detroit representing my union with a few other people at the Action Motown weekend on behalf of the locked-out Detroit newspaper workers. Prior to that weekend, they estimated roughly 40,000 people would attend. In fact, 120,000 people attended. From 45 states and 4 foreign countries, but as far as the mainstream media was concerned, the weekend never happened and 120,000 people don't exist. This is the real problem. You know, if we lose the media war, we're going to be unarmed to fight any of the other battles that everybody else cares about. This is the main issue for all of us. We at NABIT CWA certainly could use any of your help, and if you can use ours, we'd be happy to hear from you about whatever your issue is.
We just want to make it very obvious that Henry Kissinger and his son, who works at Disney, is helping the Chinese create sweatshops. Henry Kissinger, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Let's not forget that sweatshops are not only in China and Indonesia, but sweatshops are also in the United States. Let's forget the trouble going on in our own backyard. Right before we go, we're going to have a quick song from Brian and Marcy, sorry, for that song called Deny, which I don't think they're going to be able to make it up here, so I'm just going to hand the mic down.
Well, we'll stand there.
Them up there.
We can stand there.
Up there.
Yeah, okay. I'll hold the mic.
Darling.
Okay.
Put it on voice. You want to hear our voice.
All right. Everybody sing the chorus with us. It's easy. You'll get it. Ready?
Ready?
Encyclopedia of truth, the truth that's going to show.
Here's the part.
Deny. Over and over and over they lie. Deny. The facts are clear, so open your eyes. The government distributed LSD and gave it to its people unwillingly. Some of these people went crazy and died. For 30 years the government lied. Deny. Over and over and over they lie. Deny. The facts are clear, so open your eyes. All in North lies the Congress about arms for hostages in Iran. Then Iran for the Senate and law. Virginia won't elect a dishonest man. Deny. Over and over and over they lie. Deny. The facts are clear, so open your eyes. 800 is the number of an aeroplane flight. They never made it into the Paris night. The government knows just what went down. But they lie, and they lie all over the town. Deny. Over and over and over they lie. Deny. Facts are clear, so open your eyes. Millions of people are losing sleep while being abducted by alien creeps. The government knows all their names, but they're playing the aliens game. Deny. Over and over and over they lie. Deny. The facts are clear, so open your eyes. The 70th precinct turned ahead while a man named Louima was nearly dead. Internal affairs knows what went on. Just who do they think they're trying to con? Deny. Over and over and over they lie. Deny. The facts are clear, so open your eyes. 7 years after the Persian Gulf War, Army wouldn't tell us just what it was for. Uranium weapons, untested vaccines. The veterans deformed children know what it means. Deny. Over and over and over. Deny. That's a clear, so open your eyes. Walt Disney gave the world a great creation when he invented animation. Now the firm that bears his name stands for exploitation, greed, and shame.
Hey!
Deny. Over and over and over they lie.
Deny. To Radio Mutiny, West Philadelphia Pirate Radio.
Thanks.
This is continuing coverage of the Media Moguls March in New York City on October
16th, 1997. Disney! Subpoenaed to appear before the court of the people, assembled here and now on the street. We are charging Disney with failure to serve the public interest, failure to provide programming content representative of political and cultural diversity, failure to fully inform the public about international news and events, misuse of the political and legislative system to only serve corporate interests, misuse of media in an attempt to create a nation of consumers rather than citizens, abuse of class ownership rules to create synergistic monopolies. We will charge Disney, and if they do not comply, we will forcibly take over or peacefully take over their corporation. Now, before we move on to our next stop, we have a little contest. Whoever can come up with the most creative slogan will receive News Corps. And whoever comes up with the second creative slogan will receive General Electric. These are our departing gifts today. Only a few of us can come home with media conglomerates, but be forewarned, you will be taken over by the people after. There's an emergency in the subway. We have to go now. We're going right on 42nd Street. G.E. Murdoch Westinghouse. We don't want your Mickey Mouse. G.E. Murdoch Westinghouse. We don't want your Mickey Mouse. G.E. Murdoch Westinghouse. We don't want your Mickey Mouse.
From Paper Tiger TV. He helped orchestrate the demo a little bit. And so, Mike, is this what you expected?
Yeah, this is pretty much what we expected, a group of people marching on the media and making their points known. It would have been nice if we had twice as many, but it's a good number.
How many people do you think are here?
I don't know, maybe 200, but I'm not good at counting. But I know when we organized the Storm the Media during the Gulf War, we had 3,000. So there's a lot more people out there that care about these issues. I think our outreach, outreach is always important, and it's very hard to outreach these kinds of things. Things like the telecom bill is very obscure to most people. It's hard for them to get excited about it.
So are there any particular slogans that you think people should be yelling that would really get it across to people who see us for 30 seconds on the sidewalk, what on earth we're doing here?
I'm bad with slogans. I work better with graphics. That's mostly what I did for this.
What kind of graphics have you done for this demo?
I did a lot of the banners and posters and all the demands that we're giving out and all the publicity. That was with New York Free Media Alliance, which is the official organizer of this.
Great. Thanks very much. There are about 3 dozen signs here. A huge banner at the front says, "Take back the airwaves." And the rest are all held up by people's hands or cardboard tubes because New York City doesn't allow people to carry signs on sticks because you can get brutal with them. So I'm going to ask everybody to read their sign. What's your sign say? It says, "Bust the media monopolies, democratic media now." What's your sign say?
It says, "End media monopolies."
Hey, what's your sign say?
"Citizens, not consumers."
What's your sign say?
"Free the media."
What did your sign say?
"Media for citizens, not consumers."
Hey, what did your sign say? Oh, it says, "We are a movement, not a market." What did your sign say?
It says, what does it say? "That less sensation, more information."
Media capital of Manhattan.
Face up to the Jay Leno.
Keep moving out of there. You didn't give us enough room.
Please move down to the end of the pen. Repeat, end of the pen.
Back, what do? We fight back. Yay! Here we are at News Corps, that's right. Rupert Murdoch owns News Corps. Lots and lots of properties he's got all across the world. Of course, one of the main things he has is Sky Television, which is basically his attempt to monopolize the satellite system in conjunction with Bill Gates and Teledesic to launch, what is it, 400 low Earth orbit satellites to monitor everything and put this guy named Big Brother in power. But that's a whole other story. We're here to talk about News Corps. That's right, News Corps and Rupert Murdoch up for sale today to the first bidder. Who would like to buy it for $1? $1 for a News Corps. Sold that man right there. He now owns News Corps and he's going to pass it to everyone else. We'd just like to say that we're having a slogan contest and we have our first winner, Stephen Philippa, over there,
who submitted the slogan, End Media Monopoly, We Want Democracy. For submitting that proposal, he wins News Corps. That's right, it's his for sale. Of course, he's going to share it with all the people because he does not believe in private property. But before we get on, we're going to have a few words from a few nice, distinguished speakers. Of course, I'd like to remind everyone that, yes, this is New York City, the heart of the empire. And if you're going to have a revolution, this would be a place to start. So to get things going, I would like to introduce Mark Krista Miller, who's done a lot of work on media concentration, is going to say a few words about our new employee, Rupert Murdoch, who's now working for us, although I have a suspicion he may be fired. Let's hear it for Mark Krista Miller.
Okay, we're here to protest the power and presence of Rupert Murdoch, the media's main prince of darkness. This is the man we all love to hate. He makes it very easy. This is a guy who was known in college as Red Rupert. He had different politics when he was young, but he became a friend and admirer of Richard Nixon, changed his worldview. He decided he would try to swallow the whole world. He owns at least a third of the British press. He owns about a half of the Australian press. He has cast hungry eyes on the media in the United States. He owns the New York Post, as you all know. He owns 20th Century Fox Films, made a lot of cinematic masterpieces. He owns Fox Television, given us shows like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Married with Children, Cops. He also owns TV Guide. He has specialized in taking decent newspapers and turning them into rags, scandal sheets, bingo sheets, wingo sheets. He also is the owner of HarperCollins, the publishing house that has given us masterpieces by such authors as Oliver North and Robert Bork. But he also is the owner and publisher of the Weekly Standard, which is a right-wing magazine in Washington, D.C. He is, on the whole, a very unwholesome influence on the U.S. media. I think we should suggest sending him back where he came from, which is Australia.
We like to also know that Rupert Murdoch has now has control of Crosswalks, one of our public access channels. City Council?
Government access,
and I don't think he should have it. Now, as with each stop that we're doing here in the Mogul Tour, we, of course, have a prize, which the prize, of course, is the next media empire, which we'll be giving out. So, to give out Time Warrior, which is the next stop, I have a quick question before I bring up our next speaker. Why does Rupert Murdoch fund The Simpsons and The X-Files? If you can answer that question, you will win Time Warner. Now, our next speaker is Steve Randall from Fair. Are you going to be coming up here and talking? Yeah. No, he's declined.
He's
going
to be Shank, independent video producer, right of the prison raffle.
Shank, independent video producer from the prison video movement?
Prison rap
movement. Let's say a few words here in front of News Corps.
I'm Lindsay Cube Shank from the political prisoner rap movement, nice little pro se views. I just want to tell you I came back from the Bronx because there's a wrongful death trial or suit in the Byers case. There's some statements called a GO-15 that everybody wants released because the judge said that there's some perjury in there.
Woo!
But they won't say what the perjury is. That is just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm waiting to see all the ice below. It seems like the more you watch, the less you know. I wonder if y'all can help me out with that. I said the more you watch,
the less you know.
About what? Example, political prisoners, like where? In the U.S., y'all, like who? Mumia Abu-Jamal. He's not in a death row. The more you watch,
the less you know.
Police are not entitled to a judge trial. The case was filed in Singer versus U.S. Press pickup is slow. The more you watch,
the less you know.
In Arizona, the plan is to put natives on radioactive land. The Dene Nation is set to glow. The more you watch,
the less you know.
You have just witnessed the media rise. Media suppression is a media crime. America's Most Wanted won't do that show. The more you watch,
the less you know.
The more
people and demand that they justify their abuse of human rights, among many other things. But allow me to read the subpoena. We the people summon News Corp and the CEO of Murdoch to appear before us on following charges: failure to serve the public interest, failure to provide for programming content representative of political and cultural diversity, failure to fully inform the public on international news and events, misuse of the political and legislative system to only serve corporate interests, misuse of media in an attempt to create a nation of consumers rather than an informed citizenry, and abuse of cross-ownership rules to create synergistic monopolies. On that note, we should of course mention that MCI, British Telecom, WorldCom, whatever ends up with that merger, Rupert Murdoch's going to be someone owning a good portion of it, and you bet believe he's going to get himself or his son in there to be confrere. But before we go on to that, our next stop, Time Warner, which we're going to be heading to, which I believe is just off the block. Again, we got a number of different slogans going on through the crowd. The one that I would propose again: overthrow the media monopoly, we want democracy. Ready, so repeat after me. Overthrow the media monopoly.
We want democracy.
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 Keep moving, keep chanting. Overthrow the media monopoly.
We want democracy.
Overthrow the media monopoly.
We want democracy.
Overthrow the state. But we'd like to give away our corporation to you, the people, because we believe that the airways belong to the public. So I've been appointed by Time Warner to tell you that we'd like you to take over our company. Our plan is we've set up laptops just around the street so you can all go and press a keystroke which will devalue our stock. Once our stock is worth about one penny per share, we ask each of you to donate a dollar and become the new owners of Time Warner. Yes, it's that simple. Now again, on our media mogul tour, or media empire tour, we see the beautiful Time Warner building. Time Warner, which was recently taken over by Ted Turner, is responsible for many things, including, most notable, the manufacturing of the Gulf War, with its Hollywood coverage and various other sort of distorted forms of warfare and the American imperialist state. But before we get to that, we'd just like to hear from a couple of few speakers. We're going to talk about why it's necessary that we, Time Warner, give you, the people, all of our assets. Yes, that's true. Any member of any country can come here right now and own Time Warner. It's today only special. And just to tell you how genuine and honest we are, we'd like to first hear from Didi Halleck, one of the nominees for a new CEO of Time Warner, although rumor has it we're going to scrap the CEO title and collectivize and democratize the corporation. But before we get that far, we'd like to hear from Didi just a few words on the role of democracy and media and why Time Warner should be taken over from the media. Thank you, ladies.
But it's also magazines and also forests. They're one of the biggest people that tear down forests through the Northwest and in Canada. They have huge amounts of forests. And to print things like People Magazine. Who are the people? Are they in People Magazine?
No!
People Magazine did 47 covers with Princess Di on it. That's a whole year of Princess Di. We don't need that. We want to take over the airways and take over the information that people have. We need to get organized. We need to get organized, particularly around Time Warner here in New York, because next year we're refranchising, and they've already cut down one of the educational channels that they're supposed to give. We want to take it back, and we want more. We want more facilities for public access and more media for the people. All right. Thanks for Katie Lang.
Oh, yeah.
Public access now.
Take back the airwaves.
think we need to recognize that not only is this the consolidation of all of these different media outlets into one hand, it's also the hands that own a lot of other corporations. Rupert Murdoch is affiliated with Philip Morris. You know the lines. These are a particular class of people, and what we need to bear in mind is the bottom line. Public airways should be free, not owned by the WB. Public airways should be free, not owned by the WB. Public airways should be free, not owned by the WB. Public airways should be free, not owned by the WB. Public airways should be free, not owned by the WB.
Now, a special feature for our media model tour, which was previously unannounced, but now that we have the cash flow officer taking over the company, we have more entertainment for you. We have Joel Landy, who's going to be... Joel, is it Freedom? Songs of Freedom TV. Let's give a warm round of applause for Joel Landy.
Well, did you know that in 1998, the cable agreement that Time Warner has with the city is up? And unlike last time, the way the rules work is that every cable franchise area has to deal one-on-one with corporate giants. They're going to need our help to get you what you deserve, which is public access television. You see, the corporate structure, the cable operators really don't like public access television because it deprives them the right to run another Gilligan's Island in Showtime. So, the words to this song are, because we don't need them, they need us. We are all able to program cable. Each town, each hour, we have the power. It's about doing what we are doing. Hey, public access for you and me. We are all able to program cable. Each town, each hour, we have the power. It's about viewing what we are doing. Public access for you and me. As I was surfing home on my TV, it was unnerving, nothing there for me. It was so grating and unrelating. Hey, why do I pay my cable fee? We are all able to program cable. Each town, each hour, we have the power. It's about viewing what we are doing. Public access for you and me. Don't want more reruns of I Love Lucy or tabloid scandals so bad and juicy. The local story in uncut glory. Hey, that's what I want from my TV. We are all able to program cable. Each town, each hour, we have the power. It's about viewing what we are doing. Public access for you and me. Day. You're poor and tired, yearning to speak with representation across our nation. Freedom of choice on our TV! We're able to program cable. Each town, each hour, we have the power. It's about viewing what we are doing. Hey, you! Public access for you and me. Now, there's an organization called the Alliance for Community Media. Do you know of them? Many of us do. They're the watchdogs. They're the people who work for public access places, who are independent producers, and viewers like you who are in favor of the First Amendment on your television. This is all about the fight that's going on and the work we're doing. Hats off to people who fight this battle, who won't be sold off like so much shadow. For their defiance, praise the Alliance. That's us. Woo! That's where we find community. Woo! We are all able to program cable. Each county shower, we have the power. It's about viewing what we are doing. Public access.
From Time Warner across the street to NBC, as we take this tour of many broadcasting companies, we should keep in our minds the sleeping giants waiting to bite, otherwise known as the telecom companies, who you will soon in the next 2 years see buy companies like this. For example, certain sources on Wall Street tell me that AT&T has been looking at Time Warner for over a year now. So when you see AT&T merge with Time Warner, you'll know that you heard it first, and the people have the first claim, because since we announced it, we own it.
Yeah.
So again, I'd like to ask everyone to now turn and look at the other side of the street. We have another champion of American imperialism, NBC, a division of General Electric. Yeah. Oh, sorry, Ron, someone over there to the right. I'm Canadian, you know, I don't know these things. And of course, we know all about NBC and General Electric, you know, history of making nuclear bombs and doing many other things. But we have a special distinguished speaker to talk to us tonight about NBC, and he's right here, Carl Grossman. If you could just step up, say a few words. Let's hear it for Carl Grossman.
Yeah.
General Electric, it claims it brings good things to life, like hell. This is the number two producer of nuclear power plants in this world, the General Electric Company. This is the company that developed the plutonium system, which is aboard the Cassini space probe, which is going in that direction before it comes back in this direction in 1999. This is a company that has been convicted over and over again. It's been an outlaw since it began. It's been convicted of numerous environmental crimes. Fraud. I mean, this is a company. The Federal Communications Act claims that owners of broadcast entities should be stewards of the community interest. This has been a criminal corporation since the outset. Not just nuclear poison, but chemical poison. The river right behind me. The Hudson River right behind me is polluted with PCBs. Cancer-causing polychlorinated biphenyls because of this company. The head of this company is a character named Jack Welch, an arch conservative.